Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Grow and Glow Podcast. If you are new here, I am Gracie, and to my ever precious listeners, my real G's, you guys are back here again. Thank you. I see everything you are doing. I see your reviews. I see your shares. You are sharing the podcast episode. You are leaving reviews on every new episode. Thank you so much. I love you guys for doing that. Thank you. I like it that you're carrying the podcast with your full chest. Okay, guys. All right. I don't know if you remember, but on the podcast update episode, yes, there's an episode like that. If you've not listened to it, please go back and check that episode. Just scroll. You'll see it there. On that episode, we spoke about having shout-outs on our new episode. So right now, it's time for the special shout-out for special people. Hey, let's go there. Okay, first of all, we have a shout out to Tom Abuja. Yep, and this is coming from Ebuka. And yeah, the second one is so sweet. This is someone giving a shout out to her mommy. Favors giving a shout out to her mommy. Oh, the daughter wants to just let you know that she loves you so much, and she's grateful for your care and kind heart. And happy birthday in Arias, mommy. We love you. Alright, Favor is also giving a shout out to her friends. Favor, now you carry load here. She's giving a shout out to her friends. She's giving a shout out to Damian. She's giving a shout out to Victor, or as she loves to call you, Vicky. And she's also giving a shout out to Chizaram. Oh, that's so nice. And she's also giving a shout out to Nanza. People really loves you guys. She loves you guys. All right, someone else here is giving a shout out, and I love this one. It's so special. Why? Because she's giving a shout out to herself. That is so sweet. So Priscilla is giving a shout out to herself. Very nice. I love that. That is self-love. In fact, one of the episodes I'm giving a shout out to myself. And yeah, one more shout out here, and this is coming from Gracie. Yeah, so I have a shout out here, and this shout out goes to Drelo Daniel. Drelo, I see you, bro. Thank you for your vibes. Thank you so much. God bless you, Jerry. God bless you. If you would love to give a shout out to someone special, just send me a DM on Instagram at growandglow_podcast, or if you have my WhatsApp number, just chat me up. Just say, Gracie, hi Gracie, I would love to give a shout out to my best friend. This is what I would love to say to her, and I'm there for you. I'm your girl for that. Okay, back to business. Today, I have a guest with me on this episode, and Samson Adeyemi is our guest for today. Samson Adeyemi is a friend of mine I met on Instagram. Yes, you meet friends on social media, and truly, you meet great people on social media. And I met Samson Adeyemi on social media through his chats, through his videos, and they are all inspiring and great videos and posts. And something talks about keeping yourself sane, being sane and being at peace with yourself. Samson's a teacher, he's a creator, he's an amazing storyteller. I've said it before, that was what attracted me to his page on Instagram and made me friends with him, because Samson uses his stories to teach a lot of things, helping young people, helping creators, helping Christian creatives, and that is awesome. So I brought Sam here to talk to us, to just with us, to flow with the vibes concerning how to be sane, how to stay sane and peaceful in our 20s. Though he uses his stories and experiences to help young adults find clarity, so I brought him up here to also help us out so that we will not lose our peace and sanity of mind. So now, yeah, that's our episode for today. That is the topic for today's episode, which is, let me say it again, how to stay peaceful and sane in your 20s. I'm sure you clicked on that link to learn one or two things, so get ready to learn a lot of things here. All right, so stay tuned to the end, and don't forget there's a giveaway for this episode on the Podroom app. If you don't have the Podroom app, you can also use the web version. Just go on the Podroom app and search for Grow and Glow Podcast, and also search for this episode and comment right there on something special you learned from this episode, anything you learned from this episode, and the first person to go right there wins the giveaway. Okay, all right, so stay to the end and enjoy this episode. See ya at the end. Thank you for joining me here.
My pleasure, Gracie.
Okay, guys. Yeah. Today we're talking about how to stay peaceful and sane in your 20s. And I have something who you just heard now right here to speak with us, to gist with us, and to, you know, flow with the vibes.
Yeah.
Okay, so something, you have a page on Instagram, right?
Yes,
that is dedicated to, that is dedicated to helping young people stay peaceful and sane. I would say, yeah, hashtag the peace and sanity
peace
hangout.
And
like, I'm proud to be part of that community, you know. So, first of all, yes, it's exciting being there. I would like to ask, why and how did you start?
Why and how did I start?
Yes.
Just take me way back. All right, that's good. That's good. To help me also clear some my intentions. All right, I started this way. You know, it's quite kind of bumpy. Like every start of everybody, almost is, right? And I would still like to say I'm still evolving, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, before I came even on social media at all, like before I started talking about anything on social media at all, I've always been this kind of introverted kind of person. I still am.
Wow.
Right. And I have, but I always have this kind of weird quote and unquote perspective about life. Right. I question almost everything. I'm the kind of person that if you tell me that you want to eat rice, I will ask you why. If you tell me that it's because you are hungry, I will ask you why. You know, I'm just so curious like that. Like, I just want to know why. So a lot of the times when I see people doing things, you know, especially younger adults that have my age and all of that, like, and I'm always somebody that I don't like pressure. I don't like anything that will take me away from doing things at my own pace. Right? Even though as I'm growing, I don't like it when people impose things that I feel is not right for me on me. Right, so I tend to ask questions a lot. So with that, you know, I've always been looking for a platform to be able to share all these my weird thoughts, quote unquote weird thoughts, right? Like people used to say, because you know, they say it's not a lot of people that is in my age that think like I do, right? But so that pushed me to learn a lot about, you know, personal development, self growth, and this and that and all of that. Then I felt like if a lot of people of my age who are teenagers, who are young adults, could know a little bit of the things that I have exposed myself to and my mind to, you know, I used to have this notion that the world would be a more peaceful place, right? I used to have that notion that the world would be a more, you know, peaceful abode. So I think fast forward to life. Almost more than a year now, I came around on Instagram, right? I decided to break out of my comfort zone, out of my shell, because I discovered that on social media, you can build a community and you can at least share your voice with people. You know, you can, there's like a ready-made platform for people to kind of listen to you. So I got curious, I started to learn about it, even as I'm developing my other skills and all of that. Then, you know, so like I was saying, right, I've always been curious. I've always been somebody that is quite inquisitive, and I don't like it when people impose something that I've not thought of well enough on me. So I don't like pressure, I don't like anxiety, I don't like people imposing their opinions on me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this got me to really started asking a lot of questions on self-growth, on faith, on personal development, on relationship, on why people do these things this way, on why, you know, money seems to be the bedrock of the society, blah, blah, blah. Like, I started asking questions in my mind and also trying to get materials to kind of give me solutions, right? Even as I'm also developing my other passions by the side and all of that. So, with that, So anytime I'm in a conversation with most of quote unquote my friends, when I was a teenager, and now that I am a young adult, I always have this feeling of I'm not comfortable with things that they are discussing, right? Because I discovered a lot of people, a lot of folks of, you know, my age just want to talk about the money, just want to talk about guys, want to talk about the ladies, want to make fun of maybe the ladies' bodies part, you know, guys, right? Maybe when I'm around guys, or, you know, just things that doesn't interest me, and I feel like it's not a way forward, right?
Yeah.
So with that, I always feel like if just these people can have a little bit of glimpse into my mindset, I used to feel like the world would be quote unquote a, you know, like a better place.
Mm-hmm.
A much more, I think, enlightened space.
Yeah.
So with that, you know, that got me to started. So I felt, okay, where can I share my thoughts and everything? And I think that led me to Instagram. I'm jumping a lot of steps now, but, you know, I'm trying to take you through. So that led me to Instagram, and I found, if you know Adara now, Adara Lumina.
Yes, Adara Bello. I've heard of her from you.
Yeah. Really? Awesome.
Yeah.
So I found Adara, I think maybe around 2 years now, maybe 2 years plus, I guess. At that time, I think I was using my page at that time to just share my music, singing videos, because I'm somebody that's very interested in music and all of that.
Wow.
Something that I know quite, something I know average about. So I share my page with that, but I always felt like I can say more. Right, so I found Adara at that time, and everything Adara talks about at that time, I always felt like I can say the same thing. I always felt like it's the same thing I think about. You know, like when you see somebody saying something, in your mind, you're like, this is the same thing I think about now.
Yeah, that feeling.
So you're thinking of it. Then when I saw Adara, I saw that the age gap that is between myself and her is like wide. It's almost like a decade, more than a decade, and I'm like, oh my, hello. So I started to pay attention to her, and then, you know, at that time, I think now a year plus now, I found Salem Space.
Yeah.
And at that time, okay, Salem did this thing called, I think, August Life Meeting. And from there, he had this kind of conversation. I think he centered that conversation around, I think he called it vulnerable conversations or something and all of that. And in every of the introduction of that, of those live sessions, Salem would say something that, like, he noticed that a lot of creatives, like he would call it, you know, battle with more than just everything about money. They battle more with a lot of insecurities and limiting beliefs, you know. And it's feeling like he can have conversations with his friends in the bid to help them. And in that August Live Meeting, for me, I joined almost every of the session, and the one that connected more with me was the one with of personal branding of Blessing Aben, and the one of emotional intelligence of Precious Gaza.
Okay.
And the way they talked about it, like, it was so much, I was able to relate so much that it expanded my mind. And from that moment, I just kind of clicked and made a decision that, no, this is something that I just know that I want to talk about for quote unquote the rest of my life, right? Quote unquote.
Like, yeah.
I said, I'm still evolving, right?
So yeah, I understand. Like, okay,
this is something I want to be speaking about, like, majorly. Like, why not have, instead of it just being a once in a while thing, why not have it constantly? Because I know that I may not be able to always talk about personal branding, design, writing. Maybe I may, but it's not something that I would love to be talking about every time. I have to talk about more of mindset, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I don't, even still today, I don't know where the word came from. Then I just felt, what about if I center everything I talk about around peace, around sanity? Because that kind of describes the way that I try to always live my
at peace. Right? Yeah.
Like, exactly. Like I said, you know, at peace. I try to always be at peace with myself. So even as I'm growing, even as I'm evolving, as I'm being curious about so many things, like I said earlier, I don't like pressure. I don't like people imposing on me. So I love to be at peace. I love to make my decision when I'm sane. So I felt, okay, why not? What if I'm able to share all of these things with other people, with creators, with young adults, right?
Yeah.
How would that be like? And in my head, I was like, hey, everybody's talking about branding. Everybody's talking about making money. You want to talk about peace and sanity.
Peace.
But in my mind, I felt like, no, this is what I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we now talk about maybe every other thing, like maybe even if we now talk about maybe community building or personal branding or whatever you want to talk about it, it is at the space of being at peace and being sane. Not that first. It has to be your mental and emotional stability first, right?
Yeah.
So that was how I started, you know, basically. I felt okay, and you know, because I'm somebody that loves to talk about a wild range of things, I felt like me centering it around how I live my own life at peace and always trying to be sane would be a more, what's it called now, appropriate way for me to share my many curiosity, like my many interests, maybe in relationship, maybe in mindset and all of that, just trying to help you be much more, like I used to say, much more at peace in your relationship with yourself and that others, right?
Yeah.
So basically, that was how it started. And one day, I think I was just, there's nothing spectacular in it. One day, I was just sitting and it just came into my mind that what if I start an hashtag and I name it the Peace and Sanity Hangout, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would that look like? And from there, I started pushing and all of that. And a lot of ideas and plans kept flowing into my head on how I can just actualize these things, helping people maybe see social media a peaceful way, seeing their life's journey a peaceful way, live life at much more peace and all of that. And from there onwards, we have been pushing and evolving and growing. And you know, here we are.
True, because you've done, I go to your page almost every time and it's amazing. I can't leave that place without learning something. Would I go back again? I still learn something new. Thank you so much for starting this up. But I also have a question. I have a question. Why do you think we should prioritize peace and sanity? Why is it so important?
I believe the reason why it's so important is that, like, you know, when I want to break down peace and sanity to maybe somebody that is a layman that is feeling like, of course, a lot of people have a lot of explanation of their own explanation of peace and sanity, but the way I call it and the way I see it is that state of being mentally and emotionally stable.
Okay.
Right?
And yeah.
The reason why I believe that it is so important is because at the core of every one of us, we are humans.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Before we started seeing ourselves as whatever we are seeing ourselves as now.
True.
Right? Which means that because we are humans, right, we have emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We are more emotional beings than anything else. So if we say we want to go for the money first, or the fame first, or the maybe finding validation in somebody or someone first, right?
Mm-hmm.
That would always reflect back on our emotions and how we feel and how we see and perceive ourselves.
Right? Okay. Yes.
A lot of people, you know, there's a lot of people that they just do all these things just for the validation sake,
just to
fill up a void in them. Right, so you feel like maybe when you have money or maybe when you have the fame, that's when you'll be okay, right? But there's a lot of people out there, a lot of people that even though they are set up a facade to the external world that maybe on their Instagram pages, on their social media pages, everything we see is just everything perfect. Is rosy and it's bubbling and it's perfect and it's amazing and it's bam, right? And yeah. A lot of young adults, especially young adults, teenagers, we then try to want to live our life that way, right? We want to also paint it to look and that seem way. Perfect, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But at the corner of our room, when the light is off,
mm-hmm.
there's always this feeling of guilt.
Mm.
There's always this feeling of regret. There's always this feeling of I am more than this. There's always this feeling of I've chosen to look away from the most important aspect of us, which is our mental and emotional side, to try to change all this external facade so that we can set up a perception outside there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why I believe that it is so important is that when you prioritize your mental and emotional stability above all, what I call your peace and your sanity above all, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would be able to run your race at your own pace.
Yeah.
You will become much more self-aware, right? So that everything that comes your way, everything that people do to you or that people say to you, you mm-hmm. start to reflect and see it from a place of, is this right for me? Does this feel right for me? Is this mm-hmm. how I want to live my life? Instead mm-hmm. of first of all accepting everything that everybody's, then now come back to yourself, right? So number mm-hmm. one, I said, when we prioritize our peace and sanity above all, we are able to run our race at our own pace. We become self-aware, right? And then we love ourselves much more.
Yeah.
Right. So that makes us to be able to detach from so many things and be able to avoid or at least be aware when we start to fall into this cycle of comparison, you know, this cycle of peer pressure, this cycle of, you know, all these negative emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when we prioritize our peace and sanity, we become self-aware. And in that self-awareness, right, we're able to love ourselves much more. We are able to run our race at our own pace, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we become so much more it's almost as if a lid in your face is open up. You know, maybe when somebody is covering you and just all of a sudden
you see the light.
You just feel as if you see the light, right? Exactly. So basically that's just it. When you prioritize your peace and sanity above all, that is your mental and emotional stability. So even though you are trying to maybe become the best of whatever you want to be in your craft, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are now at a state where you are so much self-aware that even though when you feel all these negative emotions, you are able to label them and tag them and understand that this is where it's coming from. This is comparison. This is the feeling of shame. This is peer pressure. This is not me.
Okay. So talking about pressure, talking about comparison and all this stuff, you know, as young people in our 20s, we're young, there are so many things that we face. And I want to ask, is it okay sometimes to feel lost, confused, tired, sometimes you just want to be there. You don't want to talk to anybody. You just feel your life is not going well. Is it okay to feel like that sometimes?
100%, Gracie. It is, you know, because we are humans, right? Like I used to say, like I said earlier, right? We are humans. We cannot avoid or neglect all these emotions. This emotion of feeling, this feeling of you are feeling lost, or especially for young people like us, right? When it's bound to happen. When you're around people that you feel like, you know, quote unquote, you feel like they are doing better than you.
Yeah.
You start to feel all these kind of emotions running up in your stomach, right? And everything just feels so, you know, almost as if you want to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's normal. That's 100% normal. It only means that we are human. It only means that we are normal. right?
Okay.
But what is not normal is for us to stay in that lane.
Yeah.
Right? What is not normal is for us to now, you know, spread our tentacles and now live in shame or live in that pressure, right?
And dwell in it,
Exactly. We have to always try to, like, alleviate or, like, stay above it all.
Okay.
Right? So even though you are feeling this feeling of comparison, you are feeling all this feeling of peer pressure, you are feeling all these negative emotions all around you, right? You are able to become... That's why I said, you know, you see that at the core of everything that I said, there's so much... what's it called? Focus on self-awareness.
Okay. Right?
So you get to this place where you are so aware of where you want to be in your own life's journey, the things that you want for your own life, the things that you feel like is important for your own life, right? Such that when comparison sets in or peer pressure sets in, you are able to look at these friends of yours and you know that no, this is not the life that I want to live.
True.
Right? You understand that my own journey is different.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Everybody has their own place, their own face. So just learn how to grow in yours. So to anybody listening right now and you're feeling lost, or you feel your friends are doing better than you are doing, or you just feel, oh, I'm just tired. Samson has told you what to do. Don't feel that way. Don't feel that way. Everybody has his or her time. Then talking about pressure still, Samson, personally, how do you deal with pressure, challenges, friendship challenges, school, work, just life in general? How do you deal with that?
Ooh, exactly. Because, you know, that's something I also want to get into, because, you know, it's sometimes easy for us to see all these words and all of that and think it's just abstract, right? You feel like it's not practicable. But I love to put in practicable tips of something that I am also using, you know, for lust of a better word, in my own life's journey also, right?
So, okay.
Like I said, I am also not immune to pressure. It's not like I'm a super god or, or superman that does not feel pressure, that does not feel challenges. No, right?
Yeah.
In fact, my life has been a series of challenges. If you have followed maybe a little bit of my story as I used to share my Instagram, you see that my life has been a roller coaster all through, right? And it still is, right? I still have days where my parents eat me up and they be like, What are you doing with your life, self? Sometimes they remind me and be like, do you know that you are now a graduate? It's almost as if like I've forgotten. Right? You gotta wake me up, say, do you know, like, the show so much, huh?
Yeah.
You don't understand that. With that, so what I do first of all, and I will still have to go back to self-awareness. You have to.
Okay.
Let me start putting it in practicable tips.
All right.
I'll say to anybody listening now, find time to sit, take a pen and a pad. Or maybe if you prefer to type, try to write out the things that are important to your own life, right? This is something that you can, you know, instead of using your next 1 hour or your next 2 hours to scroll on social media, please do this. This is more beneficial.
All right.
Take a pad, take a notepad, take a pen, sit down, write the things that are important to your own life, right? Write out those questions that it just springs up in you at the corner of your room when nobody's there. Right, become so aware. Write those questions down. You know, maybe it's a question as simple as, why do I feel sad whenever I'm going to class? Right, something like that. You know, why do I feel sad whenever this particular person says something about this particular topic? Why does it irritate me? Why is it that when I hear them say something, or when I see somebody, I just feel uneasy? So start by writing all of that down and trying to he go out and pay attention to his wife. And also, you can draw a line now and write what are the things that you are curious about.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Those things that get you, like, you don't know anything about those things, but whenever you're around people discussing it, you are just so curious. You just want to listen to everything. You're just like, hey, okay. Oh, all right. You know, write those things now. Write the things that are important to you. Write the questions that pop up in your mind at the corner of your room when nobody is there. And write the things that you're curious about. Right? So from there, because like I used to say, self-awareness is actually work. It is work. You don't just wake up one day and just say, bam, today I am now self-aware.
No way.
It doesn't work like that. It has to come as a process. And it would evolve. You would evolve with time, but the goal is just for you to know the things that are important to your life.
Mm-hmm.
Understand the things that you want for your life, right?
Know yourself.
Understand what you want to see. Exactly. Understand yourself. Understand the things that interest you, the things that doesn't interest you. You know, this will save you a lot of mental and emotional energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, from there, for me, so when I know these things, right? I've been able to ask myself these questions, and I still ask myself on a regular basis, right?
Uh-huh.
And also, I look at my circle of friends, right?
Mm, very important.
You know, I don't have a lot of friends. I really don't have a lot of friends because of what I want to share now, right?
Okay.
I believe that our mind is such, like, it's faster than even the best camera. Our mind captures even the most little and tiniest details.
Yeah.
So
true.
if you're around somebody and they're saying something, okay, I think I'll put that on that filter the things that you listen to and the things that you hear. So if you're around somebody and they're saying something, even though you feel like you're not listening, you are actually listening. No, your mind is actually listening. You may not be listening, right?
Yes.
But your mind is listening. Your mind is seeing it. Your mind. So, at the corner of your room, when you need to say something, or that's why you just say that so many times, we do so many things subconsciously. It's not like it's just subconscious. It's because we have exposed ourselves to all these things, all these materials and all of that. It's why, you know, a lot of people in our age group, you know, teenagers, young adults, they feel when you are sad, the first thing to do is to probably pick up your social media and just scroll through.
No.
Or, you know, a lot of people feel like, oh, okay, money is the most important thing. Okay.
In life, yeah.
Right?
People do that.
Because of the people that you have surrounded yourself with.
True. Right?
That's why you hear a lot of people, teenagers, young adults, just use some kind of languages that some other people will be like, ah, what are you saying? But they see it as normal, right? Because that's what they have exposed themselves to.
They don't even understand. Time.
Exactly. You don't even understand that you do not understand. They are like, ah. And I actually don't see it to me. Ah. It's everywhere now. It's everywhere.
It's normal.
Right? So in that. And that's, you see, everything is still going back to self-awareness now, right? Because it is in you being self-aware that you will now be able to filter the things that you listen to and the things that you see and the people that you keep around you, right? Because that is very important. So for me, I've learned to be self-aware and working on it because that is an unending journey. I've also learned to also filter my feed, filter the things that I see, and filter the people that I listen to. So, like I said earlier, so if I'm around a friend, right? You know, we're talking about how I let go of my own pressure. If I'm around a friend, and they are saying something that makes me feel, they're saying something that does not make me feel at peace.
Okay.
Right? In my head, I already mark that person out. I already mark them out. That, okay, you are it. You not only bad to me, you not spoil my life. You are not for me, right? We can still have casual conversations, right?
But for sure,
I understand. I know where I will be able to draw the gap, right? Because yeah. what we are trying to do is to kind of build a territory. Because mm-hmm. there's already a lot of pressure coming from inside of you, but you can control it first of all by building up this territory and building up this boundary of the things that mm-hmm. you allow to your mind, right? So I become mm-hmm. self-aware, filter the things that I listen to, filter the people that are around me, and in that, I'm now able to communicate these things that I want to see in my life. I'm able to communicate it to other people that are around me,
mm.
right? So this yeah. helps me to also fight quote-unquote pressures from parents, because I am growing my own self-awareness. I know where I want to be. So when they bring out they want me to be and they put all this pressure on me, because I have a glimpse of where I want to be, I'm able to communicate to them that, no, I don't want this.
Mm.
This is not where I want to be, right? And
yeah.
you have to understand that this will take, sometimes it takes fight. Because like I used to say, sometimes being at peace and being sane, it takes you to like fight for it sometimes. Like it takes you to be resilient, because people would not understand it at first.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because the things that make you feel mentally and emotionally stable are not the things that interest some other people.
True.
So they will not. So you have to be resilient. Sometimes you have to like fight for it. So in that, I communicate it, you know, strongly to the people around me, to the friends that I have around me. So when they are bringing up a conversation like they want to do this, they want to do this, I tell them point blank that this is what me I want to do. Or even when I don't, because there are some times that maybe somebody is listening to this and they are like, oh, me, I don't know 100% of what I want to do, right? There mm-hmm. are some times that you may not even know, but most of us, we know what we don't want to do. We may not know what we want to do, but most of the times we know what we don't want to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And we have to communicate that to other people. So in communicating that to other people, to my family, to the friends around me, I lose a lot of friends. And that's
you
fine.
Will, yeah.
That, right? That's awesome. Because it is for my own peace of mind, right?
Mm-hmm. True. Which is more and important.
Which is more important, exactly. And at the same time, I'm able to stand on my ground even with my own family members, right?
Yeah.
Because another thing that I tell myself in that space of communicating my own intentions and the things that I believe in to the people around me is that if you don't, it is not these people that are trying to impose their own values and their own standard on you. They are mm-hmm. not the one that will live. They are not the one that will live with the regrets and the guilt in 5 years' time, in 6 years' time, in 7 years' time, in 8 years' time.
Yeah.
So if you say you want to be living your life by what your friend is saying, because there are a lot of people, I know there are a lot of people, teenager, young adults in our age.
Younger adults do that.
Exactly. Your friend will just come into your room and just be like, ah, guy, may we do this thing now? Ah, babe, may we go and do this thing now? Do this. And you'll be like, hey, yeah, now, okay. Because you don't want them to see you as you are outdated.
Or yeah.
you are, you know, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what's in vogue, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be able to ask yourself that, if I do this thing now, because when those things happen, we always know, there's always this feeling, everybody has it. I don't know how to explain that thing, but everybody has it. You know, you can call it the Holy Spirit if you want to call it. You can call it instinct if you want to call it. You can call it gut. You can call it gut feeling if you want to call it. Anything that you feel like calling it. But there's mm-hmm. always this thing inside of us that I believe that is by the higher power, God, that we all look up to, that it's just there strongly in all of us.
Mm-hmm.
That when we hear something, we just kind of just know. Like, we just kind of know that this is not how we want to live our life. But so many times we settle for it because we feel like people will feel like we're outdated, or people will feel like, oh,
and I feel
okay.
I feel this is where the place of how to say no comes in, because young people find it so hard to say no to their friends or to someone they value so much, even though they don't still want to do that stuff. So in a way, still, how do you say no? Even though you lose those friends, how do you practically say no? And how do you get over those feelings? No, there's still this feeling of, oh, I just said this to this person. Maybe they will look at me as a bad person or something like that. So how do you get up, like, just avoid that feeling of,
Awesome question. You know, I think I'll first of all start with, I don't think you, there are some people that are already at that stage, but I would say for me, I don't, you know, 100% believe that you would get to that space where 100% you are just over it, right? You don't even care again about people, right? Because uh-huh. you will lose some people that you have always been together, maybe for a lot of years, right? You have always been together, you have done things together, they have partied together, you have supported each other in some other aspect and all of that, but it got to a point where you decided that no, this is not how I want to toe my path, and mm-hmm. they are not also ready to go with you, or maybe they are also not yet self-aware enough to understand you, and at okay. that point you have to say no to them or let them go, right? Or slide with them, or slide mm-hmm. them, or slide them away, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, what I still do is that, because I already have this, I already know how it feels to be at peace with yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? Like we are saying, you know, it's about prioritizing your peace and sanity above all. And one thing that I think I should quickly debunk is that peace and sanity doesn't mean that a state of always being happy or always feeling like you want to be jumping up and like, hey, yeah, yeah. No, it's not. Actually, peace and sanity is not, quote unquote, a state of enthusiasm, as it were. It's not like a place where you're like happy every time, like shouting and all of that. No, it's a state of awareness.
Mm-hmm.
You know that even though you are losing people, it seems like you are losing people, even though you are saying no, you know that it's because of something that is, you know, it's because of your future self.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So sometimes I will still feel that feeling of maybe this doubt, like or this feeling of I miss people, or this feeling of I just wish my family or my parents can just understand at this moment that I am right now, like they can just get it and just come along. I just feel like that, and I give myself those little moments to just a little bit, quote unquote, drown in that feeling, right? Because we are human beings.
Yes, so
don't try to numb yourself of emotions. So mm-hmm. I give myself time to feel it. Then I then ask myself that, okay, Samson, would you rather say yes to what these people are saying you should do now? Then in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time, you would look back and then say, I regret that I did not live my life the way I wanted.
Mm.
Or you will gently say no to these people now.
Mm-hmm.
They will not get you today. They will not get you tomorrow. They may never even get you for the. They may never even get you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time, when you look back, you are like, I'm happy I took that decision.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes to always choosing. It comes to always that point of where you have to choose. Right? Would you rather regret 5-10 years time just because you don't want to let go of a relationship now, or you cling on to that relationship, you know, whatsoever it brings you, right? So for mm-hmm. me, I've got this a place where I always know that the choice I'm going for is that guy. This regret thing, it doesn't is not suiting me. No. I prefer to, you know, say no now and maybe lose, quote unquote, lose people now, and maybe they don't get me now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Than me living a life of regret in years to come, because it is not their life, mm-hmm. right? They can suggest, they can bring opinions, right? But at the end of the day, it is my life. I have the the authority to draw the destiny of my own life, even as God wants it to be, right? I have that chance to draw out my own destiny, that this is what I want for my own life's journey. So that's basically just it, getting to a place where you just have to choose. So you still be feeling the emotions, you still be feeling sometimes, you know, just drowning, but I comfort myself and I'm at peace, right? Not that I'm happy, right? Not that every time I feel like,
your nickname will not be happiness.
Exactly. It's not like maybe I'm happy that my mother did not call me for 2 weeks. Yeah. No.
Not at all.
I'm not happy about that, Minga. But I'm at peace with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I understand that it's because I am trying to map out my own destiny. And they may not understand now, but they would later understand. And even if they never understand, that's fine. That's
it's still fine. Yes.
Because it's my own life. Exactly.
Yes. I think one thing I've gotten that you said here is that you're like, I'll just say it in plain English. Everybody is not for you. You cannot be friends with everybody. And you can't still grow up in this life and still have some people in your life. Some people still have to go. You have to let go of some people. And at the same time, I also believe that sometimes young people are scared to ask themselves all these personal questions, personal serious questions. People just like to catch cruise and chill and do stuff like that. But it is very important. It is very, very important. It is very, very important. So I would love you to just give us a very little piece of advice for any person listening right now, any 20-something listening right now to this podcast episode, and is just out there feeling tired, confused. How should this person get his or her peace? Just a piece of advice.
Okay, well, I think I would say know yourself.
All right? Okay.
I'll try and explain. Know yourself, right? And listen to that your inner anchor, that your inner intuition.
Inner voice, okay.
Right? Those two things, it would help you to go a long way, right? And like you said, Gracie, it's true that a lot of 20-something people, we just want to crash cruise. We just want to be where the party is banging and where it's happening. But I'm challenging anybody listening today that even if it's just 10 minutes of your day, right? Preferably, maybe before you pick up your phone early in the morning. Because this is what happens when we pick up our phone early in the morning. It's as if, like somebody that I listen to a lot will say, Jesheti, he will say that when you pick up your phone early in the morning and you are scrolling through your social media, imagine it as if you are waking up and you are still on your bed, and then like 100 people flooded your room and they started shouting.
Oh my God. No way.
How will you feel?
Not good at all.
Exactly. But we don't know that that is the same thing that we are doing to ourselves. When we just sit with our phone, immediately you wake up, you know, you just woke up, pa. And the first thing is social media, something that somebody posted, something that somebody said, a party that somebody went to, a message that somebody sent to you, a lot of opinions, you know, decisions, a lot of ideas. They are just throwing it at you. Bah, 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 bah. So by the end of the day, which a lot of us don't even let go of our devices for the whole of the 24 hours, and then 24 hours again, and 24 hours again. Right? So we are feeding ourselves so much with the voices of other people, the opinion of other people, the ideas of other people. So even though we don't know it, we are living our life by other people. So I encourage you, I'm urging and challenging any 20-something person listening now, is that even if it's just 10 minutes at the start, right, you can increase it as the day go by, as, you know, months climb on months and years climb on years. Even if it's just 10 minutes of your day, you need to sit down with yourself, right, and ask yourself those questions. What are the things that you are curious about? What are the things that are important to you?
Yeah.
You understand? Who are the people that you feel are important to you and the people that you feel they are not important to you?
Yeah.
And in ask yourself those questions, you know, I'm telling you, I'm saying this of a fact, it will get boring and boring and boring and boring, but you have to sit in it. There's no other way. If you ever desire to live a life that you are at peace with yourself and you are mentally and emotionally stable and you don't regret in 5 to 10 years to come, there's no way that you will be able to escape just having at least 10 minutes or more for yourself every day. So just refine your intentions, to redefine the things that you want, the things that are important to you, the people that you want, right? So number two is to trust that your inner intuition, right? Whatever I choose to call it, like I used to say, you know, I don't like imposing anything fit on people, but I believe that if you would say it's God, all right. If you say it's your gut feeling, all right. If you say it's your intention, okay. If you say it's the universe, Oh, no problem. But one thing I believe strongly is that we all have a inner compass.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Whatever you decide to call it, we all have an inner compass. Everybody has it. And you need to train yourself to listen to that inner compass. Right? There's no big tip that I can give in this. You just have to train yourself. If that is for you with prayer, if that is something that you want to do with journaling, right? That's awesome. Just be able to track that inner compass. You know, that thing that is just leading you, that is just telling you every time you go on YouTube how to not think about money every day. You know, that thing, just trust it, right? That thing that is just leading you that check that person's speech. Just trust that, you know. So being self-aware, finding like at least like 10 minutes or more of your day to just sit down with yourself to understand the things that are important to you and the things that are not, and also trusting yourself, right? Trusting that you're in, basically. So basically that's, and I think another one that is almost related as like it is also to love yourself.
To love yourself.
I can't overemphasize this. Like, it's so important, especially in the world that we are now. You have to love yourself, right? So that you understand that even maybe you are listening to this and you have been feeling shame or guilt, and you're like, this guy is seeing me. He's seeing everything that I used to do. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. You don't have to feel like that. Love yourself. Accept yourself.
That's
okay. No problem. I've been doing it this way. And now I see that it's wrong, but I love myself. I trust myself. I just accept myself the way I am. And you see, in loving yourself, you know what? The beautiful thing in loving yourself is that it doesn't mean that everything about you is rosy.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't mean that everything about you is, you know, graceful and blissful and holy and shimmering and all of that. No. It only means that you understand that, guy, you know that you like to lie. You know. No. And you're like, okay, I know. But okay, I'll do better. Right?
Yeah.
You know. But you are not beating yourself up and you're like, hey, I'm a liar. Hey, my life has ruined. I like to lie. No. The first thing is to accept yourself. You know, look at yourself in the mirror and like if you can hug yourself and say that, hey, Tosin or hey, Tola or Samson, whatever your name is, I see you. I see your flaws. I see the things that you like. I see that whenever you are around that your friend, you like to want to sound like the smartest. It's all right. It's fine. I see you. I get you. But at the same time, we can change this, right? Because it doesn't make us feel too good. So you love yourself, both your flaws and your strengths, your weaknesses and everything, and you embrace. And then you start deciding the ones that you want to let go, the one that you want to work on. So basically, that's just it. Self-aware, you know, following your intuition and then self-love. Basically, I think that's the advice that I can give to any 20-something listening to this right now.
Thank you. Like, thank you so much. I am so, so thankful for this episode. And I'm sure anyone listening to it now is very thankful. I just hope they were writing things down because there were lots of points to jot down. All right.
Exactly, yeah.
Thank you, Samson, for being my guest here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
And please, we'd love to know where we can find you online, social media, to follow you on Instagram, YouTube, anywhere.
On Instagram, I think I am more, what is it called now? I'm more concerned on my Instagram at Samson Adeyemi_, right? I'm there on Instagram. And on YouTube, it's Samson Adeyemi's Hangout. I'm trying to become much more, what's it called now, also conversant or regular on YouTube.
Okay.
But if you search Samson Adeyemi on YouTube, you actually see two accounts because I lost access to a first account. Please don't subscribe to that one. Subscribe to Samson Adeyemi's Hangout.
Right? Okay.
So that's it. On my YouTube, Samson Adeyemi's Hangout. And on my Instagram, Samson Adeyemi_. And you can also search the Peace and Sanity Hangouts on any of your podcasting platforms that you listen to. You know, you see brackets new, the Peace and Sanity Hangout, because I lost access to the former one too, and I'm just starting another one, right?
Yeah.
So my Instagram at SamsonIDME_, on my YouTube, SamsonIDME's Hangout Podcast, brackets new, then the Peace and Sanity Hangout. But if you don't do any of it, check out my Instagram. That one is more important.
I love your Instagram page. You know me, I'm always commenting now. We do everything there.
Yeah.
Like, when something tells you a story about something, you don't want to just stop reading it. Then the lesson at the end or at the middle, I'm like, gosh. I wonder, how do you write those things? Do you just think of it? No, me, my own is just to talk. I cannot sit down and start writing all those things. Thank you so much, Samson. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode. Please and please don't forget to subscribe and share this episode on your WhatsApp status and Instagram stories. Don't forget, you can also follow Samson at SamsonIDME_ on Instagram. Samson's Instagram page is fire, like, it's wonderful. Please also subscribe to his YouTube channel at SamsonIDME's Hangout and his podcast too. Don't forget, we also have an airtime giveaway happening on Podroom. So search for the podcast on Podroom. You can use the web version or the app. So search for Grow and Glow podcast on Podroom and tell us what interesting thing you learned from this episode in order to win the airtime. See you next time. See you.